So, hello everyone, welcome to ImageConf. My name is Vidianos, I'm a PhD student in KU Leuven, and today I'm going to be showing you how I managed to use Emacs as a reference manager, replacing what was for me Zotero to a fully fledged approach inside Emacs. So, what is my typical reference workflow? First, I need to find the literature, then I need to collect and organize it, which I originally did with Zotero, but now with Emacs-centered tools, such as Zotra and EBIB. Then, I create a reading list. This is a new addition to my workflow that I started doing after moving this approach to Emacs, because now everything is well integrated. They have made a very nice reading list implementation inside OrgRome, which I'm going to be showing today. And then, obviously, I need to read the literature, take notes, organize the notes, and ensure that I am actually learning from what I'm reading. This is done through packages such as OrgNoter and OrgRome, and it's not going to be the focus of this talk. They already gave a talk about this part of my workflow, which I've been doing for many years now, and you can find that, or you can find many other people's approaches to reading literature and taking notes, as that is quite a popular, I would say, topic in the Emacs community. Lastly, I will have a short section about how I ensure that I can recall the knowledge from this literature very easily through this reference management system. So, how can we capture an article in Emacs? One most commonly known packages is GUIUtils. GUIUtils has a lot of useful things to do, and one of them is to capture a paper, but you need the DOI, and for me that's a bit inconvenient, because what I want to do is that I have a URL here of a paper. I want to just copy this URL, not copy the DOI, and be able to save it immediately to my bib file. And that can only be done through this function Zotra add entry. And as you can see here, there's also a Zotra download attachment that sometimes works, but not always. I don't personally recommend it. But the problem is that due to articles being locked behind paywalls in many cases, downloading attachments doesn't work through Emacs, sometimes doesn't work through Zotero, sometimes you just need to go to the browser, say download PDF, and that's the only solution that will properly work. So, how do I then add this to the paper? And I need to find this paper that is here through IvyBibTeX. This is the bib file manager I use. There's also others like Cedar. I think Cedar has much better coding and integration with other packages, but I haven't really bothered to move from IvyBibTeX because it does basically everything I want perfectly. So I go here, say add PDF to library, I found it where I saved it, and it will suggest to automatically name it something, which is in full integration with the rest of my Emacs packages, and all the literature management stuff knows to find it with this exact name. So it's saved, and now when I try to create a file from this, which I will show later, you will see that the file will already appear there. So, now let's go to organizing. So, organizing in Zotero is typically done through a hierarchical folder structure. This is very familiar to most people and generally works, but being someone that takes notes using the Zettelkasten method, which has a fully flat hierarchy, nothing goes in folders, everything is in the same folder, and you find everything because it's connected to other things. And you have some basic indexes from where you can jump to different points. And I love this structure, so I also wanted to include it in my bibliography management, because with folders you have problems like, okay, this article can go in that folder, it can go in that folder, it can go in that folder. Where do I actually put it? Do I put copies of it in different folders? It's just confusing and not really practical in my opinion. So, try to do this approach inside Emacs. Now with EBIB. EBIB is an amazing software built inside Emacs to reference manager, and it works absolutely amazing if you configure it to your liking. So let's open EBIB first. This is the interface you will see when opening. Actually, by default you will not see anything, but I have opened 3 BIB files. These are opened by default on boot of EBIB for me. And these are my 3 main master BIB files. This is the Zotero master BIB file, which only Zotero can touch. If I change it, it will be overridden. This is my new master BIB, where I save all the files they have now started using after switching this approach. And then this is the master BIB file for literature related to my PhD and things that I have already read. And it's a very convenient interface. There is also search. There is one searching tool, the jump to entry, EBIB jump to entry, which searches through all open BIB files for the title. So for example, I can search for membrane fabrication, because that's something I am currently doing. And go to this. There is another searching tool, the EBIB search, which searches through the database that you're on right now, and it does a full text search, not only on the titles, but everywhere. So for example, I see that in this paper, if I go to the abstract, I can search for the word FEIR, which is a chemical analysis, and it will tell me that it's here. And can it find it anywhere else? It cannot. That's okay. Let's search for something that we'll be able to find more easily. Like, for example, membrane crystallization, which is a main focus of my PhD. And then it'll be able to find it many times, many, many times. And I can also search on the next database, or on this database, and see where is everything that I want. So this is different searching tools that are very useful. Then there's also another tool that is filters. So I can filter on any field, like for example, let's say on any field. And let's say I'm looking now again for membrane crystallization. And this will now filter to all entries. You can see right now there's 18 entries here that mention these two words together in any field. And sometimes this is easier because this is permanent. It's not like the search that you find one and then if you move, you've lost it. You need to find it again. This is permanent until I say, okay, cancel the filter. So I mostly work with filters. I think they're the most convenient. And then there's also the EBIB list recent, which is another very useful command. It asks you for a number of days, and it will show you the files that were added in the most recent. So for example, show me the literature files that were added to this BIB file in the last month. And I will see 5 files. In this case, because in this BIB file have mostly entries that I have read. These are the files I've most recently read and added here. While if I go, for example, here and say that, these are files that maybe I haven't read yet, but I was planning to read. So this is something useful. Although for things I'm planning to read, I mostly use the reading list that I'm going to show next. But before that, if you need more neat things that you can do in EBIB. So I have a list of dependent databases. For ease, I have already opened them here. These, as you can see, have 2 brackets here indicating that they're dependent on PhD literature 1.bib. And these, in my case, act as the sort of index files where I'm tagging things based on the structure that I wanted to have in the organization. So all the organization is flat, all the literature is in PhD literature 1. However, I have this file that has 14 entries. I have another file here that has, let's say, how many? 20 entries. And these are smaller indexes where I can find things easier. But things are not limited to one of these. Things can be in all of these, or nah, probably not all of these, but can be in 3 or 4 of these very easily. And how you add things is that I go here, and I say not R, it's M for the dependent databases, and I add entry, and you'll tell me, where do you want to add this? So when I read a new paper, I can say, okay, this is related to these 3 tags, and this is sort of like, again, it's tagging it and it's putting it there, there, and there. And then this creates a flat structure that, however, has a great organization, similar to how Zettelkasten works, and I really like working with something like this. Dependent databases. And another feature that I really like, now a feature exists by default, but if I tag, this tagging is done through M, and I can tag different files here. And this is to do different actions with these together, such as, for example, copy them to a different file with X. I can export the entry somewhere else. There's many things that you can do when you mark them. By the way, one of so is this function, which sees everything that I have marked and shows me an orgrom node find entry that is filtered to just these files. And I can select one, and it will take me to my notes on this specific paper. And I find this very useful because I can be looking for something and I can say, okay, I remember, or I did some filtering and I know it's in one of these files. And now I want to see my in-depth notes on each one to remember where exactly I found it. So I find this kind of filtering, this orgrom related filtering, to be also very effective. So now let's finally move to reading lists. The reading list in EBIB reminds me a lot of the philosophy that Emacs uses. By default, it is extremely bare bones, not very usable, but it is so customizable to where you can do anything that you can imagine through it, because the limit truly is your imagination. It's how much you can code into this that actually makes sense, and you can actually imagine it working. Besides that, you can do anything, really. So we can open EBIB and try to find this paper that I just added here. And then we can create a reading list entry from it. And here, my reading list prompts me for a priority for this, how urgent it is for me to read this. It adds a to read, which is a to do entry, which helps with organizing my reading list, because as you may also be able to see, this has an IDE, because this is an orgrom node. So the to read allows me to organize it inside orgrom. It saves the site key, the link to the paper, and also tags it with the parent file node, because I don't like having orphan nodes in my Zettelkasten, and I like everything to be linked to at least one thing. So everything in the reading list is linked to the parent file. And now I can find this in the orgrom node find menu, it's here. However, that's not very interesting. In practice, my typical orgrom node find does not even include these reading list files because I don't really care to have them there. I have a special OrgGrimnode find that is designed to find these in particular. And here this has 22. These are the amount of files that are currently in my reading list. So for example, let's try and press here, and magically this prompts me to select a capture template, because what it's doing is that I selected this, and because of the side key, it knows that it wants to create a new node for that. So if I select the capture template, it knows that it wants to create this new node for this. And now, if I, for a second, close the reading list, now I can already go ahead and take notes on this. This is OrgNoder in particular, and it makes it all very easy because it's all integrated in one place. If I then close this and open a new Emacs, we have this. And the reading list allowed me to very quickly go from this being a reading list item to initializing it. And another thing that is very useful is that everything is sorted by priority. So I need to increase the font size again because I closed the previous Emacs. So here I can select what is high priority, what is low priority. I can also change the priority without needing to be in this file. Let's leave this file. And I can say, okay, I decided that this file is priority B, needs to be A, it's more urgent. And in my system, there's 5 different priority levels. You can get away with less, but I like to have the very much low ones, as this is not urgent at all. But I want to keep it somewhere. A is very urgent and B is urgent, but just below A. And then the C in the middle is just, I will eventually read this, but not something I want to focus my attention on right now. So this is mostly about reading list. I can also, so for example, I have this. If I finalize something, if I read it, for example, I created a note for this new thing. Let's say I finished reading it. I want to remove from my reading list. It's also just one command, and it's done. If we now return to the presentation, the last thing I want to show is annotations. So for annotations, it's the idea that sometimes you just need to find something in EBIB quickly. So I'm here, and I'm looking for something. I said I'm here, and I'm looking for something. And as you can see, there's the anode file everywhere. The anode entry, which is a very, very small description of things that I want to remember for this paper. So I can be scrolling here, or scrolling in one of the smaller files, and saying, this was in this subsection, and which paper was it? And I can scroll, read all these notes. Each note takes like 15 seconds to read, and really decide, okay, it was this paper that I wanted. Good. Now I can open the note for it, go there, and it's very easy. So I think that's all. I would like to thank you for your time. I would love to see your questions, either in IRC. Maybe I've already answered some of your questions there in the Etherpad, or right now we're going to the live Q&A, where I would love to interact with everyone and have a discussion. However, if you don't have any questions right now, but you have a question later on, feel free to send me an email. My mail is also on the site. And if you're curious how all of this magic worked, feel free to go to my GitHub and see the EBIB section. Here they'll also be linked in the top page, where you can see all the configuration that I have done in EBIB for everything to work. Thank you again, and have a wonderful EmacsConf.